This is UNMEL Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The UNMEL Radio News Update at 8. I am Babison Harris. The Liberia National Law Enforcement Association, LENLIA, has held a two-day media roundtable to reflect on the critical role of the media in enhancing democratic values and social development. The president of LENLIA, Cecil Griffiths, told UNMEL Radio that the roundtable discussed the current media landscape in Liberia. It will also look at the prospects and challenges of the media in building social cohesion as Liberians look forward to a new political dispensation. Cecil Griffiths said the second-day discussion will focus on enhancing the relationship between the media and security institutions and how to access security and justice-related information.
We did similar exercise last year, and from that point, I believe many of those who attended are finding it easier now to access some of the information. And we also had the Freedom of Information Act that tells you exactly what type of information you cannot easily get from the security institutions. We have that exercise, and we also have one topic to tell you how to cover incidents and accidents.
The president of the Liberian National Law Enforcement Association, Cecil Griffiths. The World Food Programme and stakeholders are in Banga concluding in the revision of the implementation of the Japanese bilateral project for the last 4 years. The UFP National Programme Officer Lonnie Herring says they are reviewing the project implementation design and sharing knowledge on how the project was implemented. Japanese bilateral project is a capacity building, one implemented by WFP with support from the Agriculture Ministry. It is aimed at supporting government strategy in fighting poverty and food security through rice production. Mr. Herring says during the review, they have resolved to scale up and give more time to projects and link farmers to markets. The news is coming to you from UNMEL Radio, the official voice of the United Nations mission in Liberia. The Liberia Anti-Corruption Commission, LACC, has reaffirmed its commitment to leading efforts to combat waste, fraud and abuse in the society. The executive director of the LACC pointed out that the institution has begun strategic engagements with key stakeholders to curb corruption. Anthony Mohamed Famule was speaking in Monrovia when the LACC dedicated a forensic digital lab. The project was made possible with support from the United Nations Development Programme, UNDP. Anthony Famule said the lab will boost the gathering of evidence in time using modern technology. Argentina's Congress has been debating pension reforms for the second time in a week amid more violent protests in the capital, Buenos Aires. The lower house was due to vote on the bill last Thursday, but had to postpone the session because of the disturbances. The government says the reforms will help tackle the large fiscal deficit, but the protesters accuse the government of balancing the books at the expense of the poor. Demonstrators threw stones, bottles, rocks, and petrol bombs, and police in riot gear responded with tear gas, rubber bullets, and water cannon. The authorities said 48 people had been arrested and at least 100 injured. And Israeli security forces have arrested a Palestinian girl apparently filmed hitting Israeli soldiers during protests in the occupied West Bank. The girl, identified by her family as Ahed Tamimi, 17, is accused of assault and taking part in a violent riot. A video taken on Friday shows a group of females shouting at and hitting two soldiers who do not respond. The arrested girl's father said soldiers had earlier fired tear gas and broken windows at her family's house. Bassem Tamimi, a prominent activist, added that Ahed's 14-year-old cousin, Mohammed, had also been hit in the face with a rubber bullet fired by Israeli soldiers earlier that day. That's the UNMEL Radio News Update at 8, a production of the Public Information Session of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on UNMEL, you can log on to www.unmel.unmissions.org, facebook.com/unmel2003, or twitter/unmelnews. I am Babison Harris. Good morning.